Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Are you putting that on the recording? Anyway, so tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we will skip. For those that have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi schedule, I think they skipped to Hilchos Chanukah on Wednesday or Thursday. On Thursday. So it makes sense to me to start Hilchos Chanukah tomorrow. So we'll finish, we'll do tonight on the regular schedule. And then the next 4 or 5 nights, we'll skip to the Hanukkah schedule and then we'll catch back up to them or whatever. We'll align back up to them on Sunday or Monday, whatever, however it works out. Okay, so we are on Siman Lamed Aleph. Simit Lamet Aleph Ice Base. Yeah. Which is heavy, which is bad, some heavy Musr, which is always good. So it's Musr together with Halacha. All right, so Simit Lamet Aleph is Shekol Kavanos Kavanos Adam Yu L'Shem Shemayim. So Sif Aleph, what we started last night, says that everything we do is supposed to be L'Shem Shemayim. Eating, drinking, he's gonna go through all of them. So base, ice base. Achilu shesiyah keitzad. What is eating and drinking? What is that like? Ain't tzarach loymar shelo yoichal v'yishtu tvarim asurim chas v'shalom. It goes without saying that somebody should not eat anything that's asur. Elagam b'tvarim hamutarim, even but eating things that are mutar. V'hayotzameh v'rayv, and somebody's thirsty and hungry, if you eat and drink, he says, not praiseworthy. It's not usr, but it's not praiseworthy. You're supposed to eat and drink enough that you have koyach to have energy to work. Don't eat everything that your palate wants. No different than a dog and a donkey. You should eat things that are good and healthy for your body. Which basically means if everybody would follow this din, I mean, it's in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but it's in Shulchan Aruch also. If we would all follow this din, there'd be no such thing as having to diet. There's no such thing as being overweight unless you had a medical issue. That's the bottom line. If you ate just enough, we don't need, I mean, officially it's a 2,000 calorie diet. 2,000 calories is a lot of food. It's a lot of food when you analyze it, right? And we'd have to do away with most of our eating if we would listen to this halacha. But and we'd save a lot of money and we'd probably learn more. And there's no shortage of things that would be better. But alas, the Yetzer Hara has got us totally wrapped on this. Right? V'yesh anshei ma'isa shekodem achila aymrim. There are people, anshei ma'isa, who before they eat, aymrim hineni roitz alecho v'lishtois. I want to eat, I'm eating, I want to eat and drink. K'dei sheyehei bari v'chazak l'avoydes abari yisbarach shemoy. So that I should be healthy and strong to do Hashem's avoyda. Now, if we would all say that, I imagine we'd eat less also. Right? Because if you eat more, then you just contradicted yourself. Right? Okay, so that's Beis. Gimel. Hayeshiva v'akima v'alicha keitzad. What about sitting, getting up, walking? How does that go? Ain't tzarach lemish v'lo yesh b'mayish v'leitzim. It goes without saying, you shouldn't sit with the people that make fun of things and waste time, etc. V'shalei lamid b'derech chatayim, and don't stand in a place with chatayim. V'shalei leilich ba'atzas v'shayim, and don't go with the eitz of v'shayim. Even when you're sitting with the side of Yesharim, mean like I'm sitting now in a car in a Naftali line, I'm sitting with good, straight people. And you're standing with tzaddikim, and you're going with the eitzah of good people. If the reason why you're sitting with the people is for your own, I know, which I am because he gave me a ride to a wedding, right? So then, to just do your whatever you desire, ain't ze meshuvach. That's also not meshuvach. Elo yasa l'shem shemayim. Everything should be l'shem shemayim. Meaning, you should want to go hang out with good people because that will improve you, not because you're getting something out of it. But even if you can't be mechamel l'shem shemayim, Don't stop thinking, oh, I'm not going to hang out with good people because I'm not doing it for the right reasons. No. Do it anyways. Because as we know, even though when you start off doing it, eventually you will do it. Lishma. Shchiva Ketzat is another rough one, right? Going to sleep, how does that work? Ein Tzorach Lemeship is Mancha Yochel Lasik B'Torah Mitzvahs. Goes without saying that when you have time to be Isaac and Torah Mitzvahs, in Misgara B'Shina, La'anig is Atzmai, if you're just going to sleep, in Misgara means if you're satisfying yourself to go to be Ma'anig yourself, She'ein Eroi Lasik. Don't go to sleep just because, it's Gishmak. Even when you're tired, and you need to sleep in order to rest from your being weary, if you're doing it just because it's enjoyable, that's not praiseworthy. You should be mechaven that you need to sleep for your eyes. You need to sleep simply to have energy to continue in Avodas Hashem. So that the reason why you need to sleep is that your head shouldn't get mixed up when you learn Torah because you are sleep deprived. So that's when you go to sleep, that should be the reason for sleeping. Right? Tashmish Ketzat. And what about Tashmish means relations? You shouldn't go have intercourse, whatever it is, with people that you're not allowed to. Even the time that you're supposed to be together as a couple, if you do it for your own hana, or just because you're a bal taiva, that's considered disgusting. Now it's interesting because in the other ones it says it's ena meshubach, which means it's not praiseworthy, but it doesn't. It's not meguna here. The kids was saying if you're doing it just for your taivas, then that's considered disgusting, which I'm assuming the reason is, I mean, and it's still better to do that than to go look at improper things, etc. But I'm assuming the reason why it's maguna is because relations should come from a relationship, not from just from a person who just wants to get out his taiva, and he happens to have a wife who's going to allow him to have those taivas, right? Or and from the wife to the husband. And even if your kavana is that you should have children, and that they should take your place, that's not praiseworthy. Your kavana is for children, or you should have kavana that it should strengthen your body, and to be mekayim the proper mitzvah of a couple being together. Call them a pereyas chayv, like somebody who pays his chayv. You know, I have this. Sometimes I'll have people that will come over to me, and they'll ask me, like, how do I make the relationship more kedusha, more this? I say to them, sir, do you eat at smorgasbords? Do you go out to eat in restaurants? I said, when you stop that, you could worry about this, right? First, work in the achila and the shasia, and if you only stop eating and you only eat for the right reasons, then you can worry about the kedusha in the bedroom. Most of the time, it's manazeh. When somebody's dealing with this, it is because it's the yetzer hara trying to get his to be that situation in the bedroom not proper. And then Memela, it causes Shalom Bayis issues. That's what the Yetzer is looking for in that situation. Okay, Vav, Hasicha Ketzah, what about talking? It goes without saying, you should not say Nevo Peh, Litzonis, Rechilus, Chas V'Shalom. Even if you want to say smart things, maybe your speaking should only be with a purpose, that something positive should come out from it. When you're in business, or malach in order to make money, your whole point shouldn't be that you're working just to make money. You should do it in order that you want to be mefarnes your household. And that you should have money to give tzedakah. The main rule is chazering over this whole rule that a person has is mechuyev to put into his eyes and his heart and his ways. You have to weigh everything you do with a scale of your seichel. If what you're going to do now is going to be a positive action for Hashem, Yaseo, do it. V'im lav, lo Yaseo, don't do it. Meaning, before you take that extra bite of food, saying, is this for Hashem? If it's not for Hashem, don't take it. Right? Do I really need to take a nap now, or do I not need to take a nap now, etc. That means you're an avodas. If you do this, that means you're doing the avodas abare all your days. Meaning, your whole day is considered working for Hashem. And that's even when you're relaxing, or when you get up, or when you're walking, and when you're doing business. Even when you eat and drink, even by intimacy. You can be considered an Oyver Hashem. As long as you're thinking, am I doing this for Hashem? All you need to do, it's actually pretty simple. I mean, in theory, just think, am I doing what Hashem wants? If the answer is yes, then it sounds like you're getting mitzvahs just by what you're doing. This is what the Chachamim commanded us. All of your ma'asim have to be the Shem Shemayim. But Derech Hazeh Zokaf Rabbeinu Hakadosh Etzva Oisav Lamala, and along this way is Rabbeinu Hakadosh, who was one of the wealthiest people, lifted up his fingers towards the sky. B'Shas Misase, when he was dying, V'Amar Goli V'Yadul Lefnecha, it's known and it's revealed and known in front of you. Shalein Enesimim Ela L'Shem Shemayim. I was not Nene from this world. Everything I did was L'Shem Shemaim. And again, that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to benefit from the world. Hashem gave us this world to benefit from it. But when we benefit from it for the right reasons, meaning people, an example, people ask, can I go on vacation where there's no minion? So the answer is, if you really need to go to this place and that's what you believe Hashem wants you to do, then you could go even without a minion. If it's not the right thing to do, then you shouldn't even be going on the vacation. Right? Meaning in America, it's pshat that you work in order to go on vacation. That's not the Yiddish way. The Yiddish way is we work always. Sometimes you need a vacation or a break in order to continue your work. Right? Not the opposite, but we unfortunately get influenced. But America, it's not for me to preach. But that's basically what the kids are saying. Similar with base, shmiras aguf al pi ateva, to watch the body through nature. Aleph hayovi es aguf bari v'shalim yedarkei Hashem, who, since the body is to have a healthy and full body is considered darkei Hashem, right? Because it's very difficult when somebody's not well, it's very difficult for him to know and to do the avodas Hashem. A person has to make the body lose its health. You have to be noyig himself with things that are heal the body and keep the body relaxed and in shape. That we have to watch our nesham, our nefesh, very well in order to make sure we don't put ourselves in dangerous situations. Okay, we will stop over there. Tomorrow night again, Bezus Hashem, we will skip the Hilchas Chanukah for the next, I think it's 4 days. Yes, I did. And then while they're doing Hilchos Chanukah, we'll switch back to finish off Lamed Beis, and we'll get back on the regular track. Okay, I'm assuming Monday, Tuesday, or whatever it is. All right, Shira Besudas Toivas. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine week. Tagazant.